And the invitation has already been extended by God Almighty in sending Jesus to take away the sins of mankind. The Bible lets me know that Jesus was foreordained. He was chosen even before time existed, even before anything existed, to take away the sins of mankind. What kind of knowledge was that? That a man, God, would look out over nothing and see the need to have his son take away the sins of a sinful man who would one day be created. I'm so thankful to God that not only in doing that, he allows us to be justified right now, just as if we've never sinned, if we would but obey the Master and receive him as our personal Savior. We have the opportunity to have glorified bodies. 1 Corinthians 15, when this life is all over, if we accept Jesus as our personal Savior. In John chapter 15, starting at verse number 1, Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman, the gardener. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it. He works with it and prunes it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Even if necessary, he fertilizes it. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am, John 15 and verse 5, the true vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. You need Jesus tonight, and we all do. But you need him because sin has taken hold of your life. You can be buried with him in baptism for the remission of sins, and all of your sins can be forgiven. I've been in the church since I was 12 years old, 70 years old now, 58 years. And you say, if someone is baptized right now, they'll receive the same reward as you do if both of you die within the next 30 or 40 minutes after someone's been baptized, or within the next hour. Yes, the race is not to the swift, but it's to the one that endures. And not only that, the last shall be first and the first shall be last. We all have an opportunity to come to Jesus and receive life throughout eternity with him. If you but obey him and receive him tonight through baptism. If you need to restore your life, James 5:16, confess your faults one to another and be ye prayed for, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. If you need prayer tonight, just come. And the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Come tonight and even place membership right here at Fairview Church of Christ. But don't leave here without being with the Lord, as we together stand and sing the song of invitation, How Beautiful Heaven Must Be.